What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, bet on the Boss Man Show, Atlanta Hawks forward, Nashville resident from Franklin down the road to Williamson County. Our man, Garrison Matthews, with me on the Boss Man Show. Garrison, what's up, brother?
Appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir, man. Let me ask you about this journey, man. For you, man, so back in Franklin, man, and we're working your butt off, when the Lipscomb playing your ass off there, man, and just seeing how you've accomplished from the G League to now, man. How does it make you feel down there as you're seeing minutes in the rotation now, all the hard work you put in, how the grind you went through to get where you are today, brother?
Man, it's been a long road, I tell you that much. And even back in the Lipscomb days, man, those guys, Casey and Sean and Eastrum and Draven, those coaches that I have, man, they did a lot for me. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without them, you know. So it's been a long road, but, you know, I'm not even close to being done yet. I still hopefully got a long career, you know, and hopefully we can figure it out here. But I love being in Atlanta, man. It's close to home. We got a good group, putting in a good culture. So I'm glad to be here.
Now, Garrison, one thing about you, man, I've always watched you from afar, man, and then with the Hawks, man, you work hard, man. Your pregame workouts are hard. Even in practice when we watch those games or the stay ready games, you're going hard, and you're hard on yourself because you care so much about the game of basketball. Talk about that, just that being able to play that, play hard, having that spirit, and how that gets you far as well in this league as well. Guys like our guys don't compete the way you compete, and that competing aspect is so important to be sticking in the NBA, brother.
You know what I was actually telling somebody earlier is, you know, God blessed me with the talents that I have, and I almost feel like it's disrespectful or a disservice to him and myself to not work as hard as I can and, you know, continue to, you know, push forward with the things that he's blessed me with. And if I don't work as hard as I can, then it's a waste, and it's disrespectful.
No doubt, man. And you know, for you, man, I'll talk about the developing the part of the defensive part of the game. I know you should kiss out the ball, man. You're a hell of a shooter. But learning how to do different actions in the NBA, more so than you did in college, man. Talk about that, man, learning that side of the floor but, and getting more playing time there with being able to know your assignments, know how to guard the pin down or, the DHO, the horns actions. Talk about that, brother.
Well, it's important because, obviously there's a lot of people that can shoot the ball in the league. And, for me personally, I know a lot of, at least the knock on for me was if I could play defense or not. And so I figured out that to make it in this league and to get minutes, I really have to focus more on the defensive end and playing as hard as I can on defense and knowing where to be and doing the right things. Cause if I'm not playing defense, I'm probably not going to get minutes. And so I got to figure out first and foremost how I can impact the game defensively. I mean, my shot's always going to be there. You know, whether I go 0-for-5 one game, I could go 4-for-5 next game. You just never know. But if I can impact the game defensively, then I can continue to stay on the floor.
No doubt, man. And I'm watching you as you play, man. You're making impacts on the game. Like even Quinn said it in press post game, but no, even when you're not playing as many minutes, you're making impactful minutes. Talk about Quinn having his confidence in you, going through the rotation right now, seeing the work you're putting in at post practices, after practices, watching the film, and the way you really pay attention to detail on defense, and helping this team make winning plays on that end of the floor as well.
You know, it helps a lot playing for a coach that has confidence in you. I mean, he told me when we were sitting down one day, he said, I don't care how many you miss, I just want you to shoot the ball. And when you have a coach that has the confidence in you like that, I mean, I could go 0-for-5 one game and he won't care, because he knows the next one's going in. So, it's easier to play for a coach like that, and I knew my opportunity would come. It was tough at the beginning of the season, not getting any minutes at all. I was, but I had to try to develop a different mindset where I'm just working on myself and not worrying about what I can't control. And then, hopefully my opportunity would come and it's came, and I'm hoping that I can take full advantage of it.
And I'm hoping as well, brother. I'm cheering my like crazy for you to keep it going, man. And talk about that, man. Like you said, Quinn is such a different kind of guy, man. He's very attention to detail, but he really about relationships. Talk about playing with Quinn Snyder, him as a person, and getting to meet him last year, and then how his relationship has grown from last year until now.
Well, he's a real personable guy. Like, I enjoy having conversations with him. I mean, he's real technical when it comes to the game of basketball, and he's really smart. And he talks about a lot of stuff I would have never even thought of, the ins and outs and just everything. It's so detailed, and he's just a great coach, and I'm thankful I get to play for him.
No doubt, man. And for you, my last guest in your time in NBA, man, like, what's your favorite arena kind of shooting, the good shooter's background for you? So what arena is that for you, man?
What arena?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Brooklyn's a lot. I love Brooklyn's. Brooklyn's got a good arena for shooters.
No doubt, man. Yeah, the lighting and the theater lighting, the stage are on, man. Yeah, that's that one's real, real nice too, man. And also, what's your favorite road trip outside of Atlanta?
I like going to Miami.
Okay.
Miami's a good time. It's nice, beaches, all that stuff. I enjoy going to Miami.
No doubt, man. Yeah. I'll say Miami and LA for me as well, man. Like, it's an easy flight from Atlanta or Nashville to Miami. So, yes. Love it. And that's a state where you have to worry about income taxes that day.
That's it. It's most important.
Yes. Yeah, so I always tell people about, hey, me and you come from Tennessee, no income tax in Tennessee. So for us, being in Georgia, is like, man.
That's why I liked playing in Texas, too. They didn't have it there. So I was glad I got those checks for a little while.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Let me ask you about that run, man, Lipscomb, man. Your last year there, 29-8. Went to the NIT finals, man, against Texas, man. For you, man, how fun was that year, man, and that run for you, man?
And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I miss it. You have guys that you play 4 years with and you get real close to, and it's a lot of fun, man, playing with those guys. And it was a great run. I mean, we lost in the championship to Liberty, which sucked and it hurt, but we had fun in the NIT. We knew I know we were frustrated that first game in the NIT tournament, but once we won, we're like, we should try to make it to the Garden. So we did, and it was a fun run. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, you might not remember this, but you maybe may. I had Casey on every time after you won. After every game, he came on the show and talked to me after you all. He's like, you're a good luck charm for us. I'm a good show every time we. And he did it. Even after you all lost the championship game, he came on the show again and said, thanks for having us on the show. Then he got the Tyler Belmont, of course. But yeah, like, it was fun to see Kid Casey be so locked in about that, man. And, you know, and that run you went on, I'm seeing you doing your thing, man. And you made John Fowles on the 3-3 line, man. I'm Kid Garrison playing his butt off, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of Casey's a great coach, man. Great coach.
Yeah, man, he is. I'll ask you about Casey, man. He's really intense, man. But why was the play for Casey? I know he's a very intense guy, but who was the play for him in Lipscomb?
He's very intense. And, you know, me and him still have a great relationship. I talked to him. I actually talked to him a couple of days ago. We talked off and on, and he's very intense, but he knows exactly what he's doing. Great X and O's. You know, he puts in a great culture. You know, he knows how to run a program. You know, he worked under Rick Byrd. So, you know, when you work for a guy like that, you're doing your thing.
Now, Garris, you just explain to me. No, I would have Tennessee State as you know, but how was the battle of the Boulevard? Tell me about that, because I saw it from afar. We always played you all non-conference, but it wasn't like we had a rivalry. But tell me about that rivalry between you all, man. How was it?
Yeah, TSU never held our jock when we played them. Yeah. Now, it was a lot of fun. I mean, back when I was playing, we had the home and away series, so we always played twice. Now I think they only play once, but those were some of the most fun and intense games. You know, they had Dylan Windler back then when I was playing, and he's in the league obviously now, so he was a tough matchup, but it was fun, man. Really fun. You know, those games were always packed out. They're always close games. My record wasn't very good against them while I was there, but they're always super fun.
No doubt. And for you, man, how much did playing football help you on basketball courts? Now, I'm the opposite. I chose football over basketball, but how did football help your basketball?
I loved football, man. I wish every day I could play football. I loved it. But it teaches you toughness, being physical. You know, it just teaches you different things. You know, it's when you it adds a different aspect of basketball. Like, I wouldn't be as physical as I am on the court if it wasn't for basketball, probably, or for football, probably. And it teaches you different footworks, different stuff. So it's I think it's important for all high school athletes to play as many sports as you can, because it gives you different aspects on what you're doing.
No doubt. And, you know, we're blessed, man, to be where we're from in Nashville. We got Vanderbilt there, Trevecca, Lipscomb, you know, Belmont, Tennessee State, MTSU, off the beat. So how cool was it to know better, have open runs with guys from all the summertime and get better that way and have that rivalry with those guys that's playing ball, is doing programs like that in Nashville, all they got in the summertime?
Yeah, it's big time. I mean, they Jamal and Spencer Richardson, you know them?
I sure do.
Those trainers out there, man, they've got great runs. In the summer, they got Darius, Robert Covington, a bunch of overseas guys. I mean, they got a lot of guys that come through in the summer, you know, from around the area. So when you're playing against guys like that, I mean, you get better. So it's important to have people like that around you, and Nashville's definitely got it.
No doubt. Now, I got two more for you, bro. Let me ask you, how was it cool to play over TSU, man, Gentry, with the band and all the music and the ambiance over there? How was that for you going over there and playing in my home place?
They got live, man. It's almost like – it almost kind of feels like Atlanta at times, you know, because all the music and the fans that are out there dancing and stuff. It's it had a good atmosphere. It was fun to play.
The last one for you now. What's your favorite food spot in Nashville, man, when you're back home in offseason?
I'd say Edley's. Edley's is really good over there on 12 South. I think they got another one down there too, but Edley's.
East Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edley's. And also for me, Mafioso's. Remember that one?
Yeah, over there off West End.
Yeah, the pizza spot, Tuesday night pizza, half off slices. Yeah.
Was that 12 South?
12 South.
Yeah, 12 South. I was thinking of that Italian spot over there on West End. What's that Italian spot?
Maggiano's.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah. Yeah,
Mafioso, pizza spot, Elburn Road. I met so many girls over there. Excuse me, sorry to my girlfriend. I met so many girls over there on Tuesday nights, man.
Man, 12 South's the spot. It's so nice down there.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, man. Garrison, man, thank you for your time today, brother. And I'll see you on Monday in Detroit, man. Keep up the good work, brother.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
See you, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.